For broadcasting or advertising opportunities, call 1-888-303-3884 or visit wildfireradio.com and click on Contacts.
You are listening to The Straight Shooters exclusively on Wildfire Radio. Subscribe to The Straight Shooters podcast on iTunes by visiting the iTunes Store and download every episode on wildfireradio.com. Now, here's Vaughn Johnson and Nick Picone bringing you the latest and greatest in the world of professional wrestling.
Oh, Shooters Radio Universe!
My name, of course, is Warren Johnson of Philly.com.
Well, super nerdy pet peeve of mine, nitpicky. I don't think he should have been hopping over the top rope like a parkour champion.
You got me mad now.
What is your name?
Here, as always, with my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone.
That's me.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
You know, you got a back tickle.
I don't really know us like you think that you do.
I'm Brian Isley.
What is he doing?
Oh, my God!
Is he the third man?
He's the third man!
What the hell is going on here?
Straight Shooters is, the number one show on Wildfire Radio.
I'm feeling good.
No sleep, no food, no nothing. Maniacism.
Well, all the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
Sorry.
What actually happened on the show? Nothing.
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
It is Friday, May 19th, 2017. I got the date right off the top of my head. I didn't even need a sheet of paper in front of me to do it.
21 years since the curtain call.
Today?
Yep.
Wow. I was thinking about Kane when he was doing the whole May 19th thing.
And curtain
I was
like, call. 21 years since the curtain call.
May 19th.
Oh, yeah, and Gallows showed up, but dressed as him. That was Gallows, right?
Oh,
the
fake
guy, yeah.
In 06?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was 11 years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
That would have been 10 years since the curtain call.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
That's how math works.
But it is episode 94 of The Straight Shooters here on Wildfire Radio. I am your host, not your horse.
You were doing so well.
I know. And I just, it's like, I hit the ball and I stumble out of the batter's box.
It should be some metaphor, you know? Like, I'm your horse. I'm here for you.
The ladies like this.
Yeah. Ladies love it.
Stop making that face.
Bro, you started off so well.
I know.
I'm proud of you. Like you said, you knocked it out of the park and then completely tore your ACL around the bases.
Right. Like Ryan Howard.
And then we had to take you out back and shoot you.
I am your host, Vaughn Johnson of Philly.com, joined by my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Picone, a Philly voice and Philly influencer. Nick.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm good, too.
I'm good now.
This is episode 94. We're going to call this the Charles Haley slash ND Kalu episode.
Slash Bo Allen. He's 94.
He is today?
Today, yeah.
You must have just looked that up, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bo Allen. Okay, so defensive lineman day here on the Straight Shooters. We're joined by our third and fourth men. Yeah. Or third and three and a half.
Who gets to be third?
Our thrice men.
Well, Brian's already claimed third.
Not for long.
But so that means you either 3.5, 3.1.
Just whatever you do,
just don't tell him what I'm planning.
He can be called the third man. I would like to now be addressed
as
draft winning comedy champion Brian Isley.
Moving on.
Yeah. Brian Isley and Dak Badacek are here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hello everybody. How's everybody doing today?
As they bicker about third man and other monikers and stuff like that, that we're not going to acknowledge.
Well, I'm just saying we all know who the real third man is.
Not at all.
You might be now after he talking all this junk.
Yeah, I know, right?
Draft winning comedy champion.
Say hi, I'm Derek Badacek, so we just put you in.
You got to use the catchphrase. Well, hello everybody. How's everybody doing today? And then just mention that I'm Derek Badacek, and then go straight to that. Take him out of the intro. It'll be fine.
Boy howdy.
Until they have another draft and you beat them and you're no longer their friend.
I'm comfortable with that.
I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
We got a lot to talk about.
And he's got a bicycle. Yeah. I got Dusty Tourette's.
There's nothing wrong with that. I listened to that episode a couple days ago.
If you will.
I listened to that episode. Well, yeah, the episode where we talked about that a couple days ago, and it's still hysterical.
So that was before we put it in the intro, right?
Of course,
it was
a
week or two before.
Yeah. I mean, it went in like right after.
Yeah.
Had to.
But we have a lot to discuss. We're going to, since this weekend is Backlash, we're going to do a live commentary later on. We're going to watch, live commentate, probably the best match in Backlash history to this point. Ooh. No, it wasn't last year's match.
There's so many to choose from.
Of course. That's why I can say that with authority. Not last year's Backlash. No. We're talking about Backlash 2000, the WWE Championship match between The Rock and Triple H. If you've seen this match, you know all the stuff and all the shenanigans surrounding it. With, you know, The Rock, Triple H, of course, and Vince McMahon, and Steve Austin, and Shane McMahon, and Linda McMahon, all the McMahons, you know, Steve McMahon, all the McMahons, Pat Patterson, McMahon. Yeah, Ed McMahon,
Pat Patterson, McMahon,
Gerald Briscoe, all of them, Gerald McMahon, all of them. So, we're gonna watch that in a little bit, but first, before we get into, we're gonna actually talk about this year's Backlash. We're gonna predict the matches. I got the matches listed here on my phone because Nick didn't.
No paper today.
No resume. We went from resume paper to paper to no paper. So what's next?
Resume has its own paper?
Like the good resume paper.
The good resume paper?
You never put...
No, I've been using regular... Maybe that's my problem. Get on the horn with the McMahons. Tell them I'm sending the resume on the good paper.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
The stiff paper, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Get that good stock.
Something like that.
Right, the good stock.
But we're going to predict the matches from this weekend's Backlash. We're going to talk a little bit about TakeOver as well, because TakeOver Saturday night and whatnot, and provide an injury update for the TakeOver card. But before that, we have an ad to read.
We do.
What do you know?
Hallelujah.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank
guys.
You. It's for Wildfire Radio, so it's not like we got like some outside stuff, but... But we got to take care of the people that take care of us.
Don't look at us like that.
Sellouts.
This used to be about the art.
Well worth it.
Yeah. The independent man.
I like that podcast back when it was on vinyl.
If you have been thinking about doing a podcast or already do one, but know it can be better, like Straight Shooters better, join us, the Shooters, at Wildfire Radio. We have the top-of-the-line equipment, great studio, and a network that is packed with household names in Philadelphia sports radio, including Big Daddy Graham. There's a reason why they call him Big Daddy. Nope. Leslie Goodell, Ron Burke, Lynn Macnow, Jody Mack, and, of course, myself and Nick Bacon.
There you go.
If you're interested in all this, go to wildfireradio.com and click on Contacts to set up a meeting with the folks, the good folks here at Wildfire Radio.
Right, real quick, Brian... Did you hear our names in that list right there?
Look,
I'm just saying.
I didn't type this copy.
I'm taking exception here.
I would like to say that
Brian Isley and Derek Patterson.
I would like to say that Boombox Life at one point was the highest rated show on the network, and I don't know how the hell it's not on this ad.
I didn't type the copy.
let me do this right for you, okay? If you've been thinking about doing a podcast or already have one, but you want to do it better, contact Derek Batichek and Brian Isley on behalf of wildfireradio.com. We'll give you a few pointers, and then you can give us some money.
The two main...
Give us some money.
Give us some money.
Give us some money.
Okay.
Just give us the money. Yeah. So with that out of the way, let's talk about this weekend's Backlash.
Oh, can't wait.
I know, but... Let's get it out the way as quickly.
Oh, please.
It will emanate.
I can sense the sarcasm, Nick.
Thank you. I've been working on this.
It will emanate from the Rosemont.
Great.
Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois.
You've been working on your sarcasm? I don't...
Yeah. You didn't pick it up?
It's a learned skill, apparently. First match or the top match on the card.
Oh, yes.
Wow. First match on the card. Wow. That sounds awesome. First match. Wow. The first one.
WWE Championship. Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal.
Wait, that's the first match on the card, or is that just the first one you read? Let's forget the sarcasm. Now I'm confused.
The first one I'm reading is at the top of the card.
Oh.
Who do we have winning here?
<I'm> Randy.
Randy Orton?
I don't give a shit about this match.
I just see Jinder winning by DQ.
I want Jinder Mahal to actually win the title because it would legitimately... I say this a lot when I'm on this show, but I would legitimately be like, oh, hey, a different thing. And I like when those happen. I like when those happen. It's interesting. Now, granted, he'll never win it because, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, we could have him win, but it's us. So,
utter crap.
You know what I want? I just want them to stop devaluing the title. I know they're trying to bring up the U.S. championship and make things more prestigious and more interesting, so they knocked a couple guys down the card to make that more relevant. But this is the WWE championship. Like, and it's a crappy story associated with the WWE championship.
The most prestigious title in the history of professional wrestling.
Let's get this shit over with.
So Randy Orton RKO's Jinder Mahal back to the mid-card. Well, he'd be happy to go back to the mid-card, I guess.
Yeah, I guess the mid-card would be like, he'd be like, I got to go to the mid-card?
Right, he'd be happy.
All right.
Speaking of the U.S. title, that's the next match we're going to talk about. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles. This is a little more intriguing.
See?
The real main event.
See, you got Steen and Styles on the U.S. belt. As much as, by the way, I respect.
We don't use real names here.
Shut up. But you got I do love Orton. I always have. I like him. I know people hate him. Whatever. I don't get it. But I like Jinder Mahal a lot. I really do. I mean, why are these two not for that belt? Wouldn't that be a much more exciting? Like you said yourself, before you ate a thing. What are you eating? He's eating a chip. I was like, I'm asking you a question.
I want AJ Styles to win.
There's a reason why I sat back on the microphone and just shrugged my shoulders while you were talking, because I was chewing my chip.
I get it. It's called host etiquette. I get it.
Right.
I appreciate it, Vaughn.
Thank you.
Can I have a
You're
chip?
Welcome. I'm good now. I had the chip.
Can I have a chip?
Oh, I already opened my
I would like monster. A chip. I don't want a chip. Forget it.
You don't take these damn chips.
That's bad. It's bad for my diet.
Over under 12 minutes, Vaughn just loses his shit.
Take these damn chips.
I notice that happens a lot sooner when I'm on the show.
Anime, you don't take these damn chips, anime. I got Kevin Owens retaining the title here.
I agree. It'd be weird for Styles to win so early.
Me too.
Brian?
Okay. I want Styles to win, but I think Kevin Owens is going to win too. Just my preference.
Haven't they not wrestled in a long time?
No, they wrestled on SmackDown.
Well, I mean, before this program.
They did?
Not each other. I was making a joke.
Oh. Before this program, is this like the first time that they've like really like interacted with each other?
They had a
in
match.
WWE, right?
They had a match when that Raw last year in Philly.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they did?
But that was like a throwaway match.
Yeah, it was.
It actually lasted like the first half
hour
of the
March one, not the December.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it was like... presented by someone.
I don't know. I blacked out after Vince came out anyway, so I wouldn't remember.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's Vince.
Blacked out. He's doing the funny walk.
Oh, Lord, thank you, God. Look at God. Thank you.
Look at God.
Won't he do it?
SmackDown Tag Team title match, the Usos versus Breezango.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hey, I'll give Breezango this much credit. It's like the only thing worth watching on SmackDown the last couple
promo
weeks.
Promo-wise, right?
Yeah, the Fashion Files has been hysterical.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun.
But they're not winning this match, though.
No, they're not winning the match.
I've liked the Usos promos, though.
I don't know.
They do cut nice promos.
I
will say that. As heels, yes. Yeah. They do cut nice promos.
I say they retain.
Same here. I like them. I like them as heels.
Well, they're more interesting as heels than they were as faces. I'll tell you that right now.
They just got stale as faces. People got tired of it.
That's WWE scripting. If I watch Talking Smack, when every time they're on Talking Smack,
something
happened.
Something happened.
Cut that out.
I didn't mean for that.
You weirdo.
Every time they're on Talking Smack, the Usos are hilarious. Like if they were as baby faces, I think they'd be better. But when they're just doing the haka every match and.
All those guys, I like them. I like them a lot.
So we all got the Usos. How about the women's match, the welcoming committee, Tamina, Carmella, Natalya versus Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and the beautiful SmackDown Women's Champion, Naomi.
Well, first of all, that's a corny-ass faction name.
The welcoming committee?
That's probably what they call them every time they mention them, though.
I kind of wanted Neidhart Foundation.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, I would have really liked that if it was the
Neidhart
Foundation.
But then they had to acknowledge, like,
Instead of the four horsewomen.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Then they had to acknowledge Jim Neidhart. I don't think they want to do that too often.
Well, I mean, they call her Neidhart sometime. Well, they haven't done it in a year, but they used to. They used to mention that she was like Neidhart's kid.
But they mentioned Bret Hart way more. I'm Bret Hart's niece.
Well, I mean, come on.
That's messed up, right?
Yeah, I know. Like, but you're also...
They don't. No, Jim Neidhart, not the guy they want to mention too much.
My point is, I would have liked Neidhart Foundation as the name of that.
That would have been a cool name.
That would have been much better to me.
Who wins this match, though?
I say that the Neidhart Foundation wins it after Jim comes out and no.
It's a good. You know, what if, heart attack with his daughter?
What if he hit a heart attack with his daughter on somebody? That would be awesome.
That'd be badass.
And now you're getting me excited. Like I'm booking so many better things in my head.
He holds up the Charlotte and
yeah, and then Natty, comes,
bam.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
It's a Russo swerve right there.
Don't you dare.
Here we
How
go.
Dare you?
Over under 9 minutes. Patrick loses his shit.
I don't think I ever actually had my shit. Now that I think about it, I think I lost it years ago. I still can't find it. One day I'll find it. But anyway,
that actually would be pretty sweet if he came back.
I got the good gals winning here.
I actually would like to see them lose, but because Charlotte turns on. Because she wants the belt.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll do that.
No, I don't think so neither.
Well, it's dumb for her as a face. I don't want
the welcoming committee to lose.
Okay. You don't care who wins as long as they lose.
I hate that name.
It's like the Union. Remember the Union?
Oh, Vince's sleeves rolled up with a 2x4.
Yeah.
We're the Union.
Because instead of the corporation, it was the Union.
Yeah, we're walking tall.
That was stupid.
That's dumb.
Next match, Shinsuke Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler. Shinsuke Nakamura will win.
Nakamura. He's like one of my favorites of all time, so I just want him to win.
He's on the poster. It's his first match.
He's everywhere. He's the face of the whole pay-per-view.
Derek is doing this whole thing.
That's the reason why my daughter wants to watch Backlash. So, yeah, he better win.
Nakamura, he will win. Nick?
That's the reason?
Yeah. My daughter's a huge Nakamura fan. Yeah.
Delete Dolph Ziggler, right?
Delete. My oldest daughter, Nakamura. My youngest daughter, Hardys all day.
Yeah. Dude, your kids have got like good heads on their shoulders, man. Seriously.
Good heads on
your kids are marks, dude.
Yeah, they are. They are marks.
Yeah, why not? Nakamura. Be stupid for him to lose.
Yeah. Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin. I got Zayn because Corbin's beating the daylights out of Zayn every time they've seen each other.
Wow.
So I think Sami Zayn like rolls him up and beats him or something like that. Then he gets the hell beat out of him after he wins.
Yeah, of course he does.
Well, he should. I mean, Corbin should win anyway.
He's not going to. I don't think he's going to.
I need Corbin to be unemployed.
Damn. Brian, I don't know if you know this.
He's on my roster.
He once won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Give a damn.
Yeah, I don't. They don't mention that too much, but anymore.
Mojo's got the trophy now.
He's showing it
to kids.
He's going to be WWE champ.
Another one.
Like Mojo?
Year. No.
This is the same.
Oh. Corbin.
Stop it. Corbin might actually, I think he might actually win a title.
I don't hate Corbin. I just hate how, I feel like Sami Zayn never gets to do anything. All right? Mm-hmm. I really don't feel like he ever wins a good match.
He'll get to get his ass whooped by Corbin after he beats him Sunday night.
Oh, for God's sake, man.
Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan.
Oh, God.
I'm going Luke Harper because Eric Rowan beat him a couple weeks ago for some reason.
Yeah, sure. Oh, God, with a terrible finisher. I think I posted that. I was like, what the hell is
this? It was
a
finish.
It looked like Matanzas from Lucha Underground, like his swinging like body slam, but it looked awful. Like,
it
he did way
it
worse
terrible.
Than Matanzas slash Jeff Cobb.
There's ways you can make regular moves look pretty awesome.
Yeah, it didn't look
that
good.
That was not one of them.
It didn't look good. The kickoff match, I mean, just in case if you wanted to tune in early for Backlash and you wanted to watch the kickoff match.
I mean, who wouldn't tune in early for Backlash?
Tune in early for this, because it's Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English.
Yes.
Oh, actually, okay. That sounds like the most interesting match on the card.
Why is that on the kickoff?
What?
Why? What?
That's sarcasm.
Yeah. I'm about to say, y'all fooled me, boy.
See, we've been working our sarcasm, too.
Y'all got me. Nick, you learn from them, because they got me good. Because I was fooled.
What you talking about, man?
Yeah. So we're not even going to pick a winner in that match because it doesn't matter.
I will say this. Ty Dillinger will get pop when his music hits.
I love Ty Dillinger. I just, I think that he's like one of the most mishandled careers in that company ever because after like 10 years, why call him up at that point?
No, Sami Zayn is.
Oh, wait, that's a good point.
He had to get called up. It was about damn time.
No. He's great, but he became sort of the carpenter on that brand, and he was great in his role
they
there.
They called him up too early, too. They called him Dillinger? Up for that surprise thing at the Royal Rumble.
Because he was 10.
They put him back down.
Yeah. They did it with Bayley, too. Remember, she's at Battleground, went back down.
That was great. That was great booking. Ty Dillinger was like, ah, you're 10. World
Dad
Rumble
Jack,
10.
Dad
you
Jack need somebody Gallagher. At the 10 spot. Dad Jack Gallagher in the Rumble, too.
I'm not against.
Just for the umbrella spot.
I know, right? Okay. I'm not against Dillinger being. I think he's great. It's just that I never understood why. If you're going to keep him down there for 10 years, why now call him up after he's become a fixture on a brand? And he's like a guy. He's like a guy that people would tune in for.
He deserved to be called up after he made himself into that guy. He became a guy that you want to see in NXT. That's why he warranted being called up.
Okay, so why y'all scoffing at him?
I don't scoffing at him. I like Ty Dillinger. It's just the match.
You guys literally laughed your asses off when I drafted him 2 weeks.
Why did you say before the show, I hate Ty Dillinger, and I hope that he never amounts to anything ever.
You confused me with
Nick. You said that to me directly, Vaughn Johnson.
Like I was saying, I like Ty Dillinger.
He didn't say that, people. I'm lying. I'm just trying to make him look bad.
I like Ty Dillinger, and he deserved to be called up. He can be a carpenter on SmackDown eventually once they give him some credibility.
But is that going
to
happen?
Yeah.
Honestly, is that going to
happen? Either he's going to be a carpenter or he's going to be a good, a champion. And I think the likelihood of him being a champion is slim.
His gimmick is going to be a carpenter?
Yeah, he's going to be the guy. Like, he wasn't NXT. He was a gatekeeper. So if you want to get credibility in NXT, you had to be Ty Dillinger.
He's a great worker. He's a hell of a hand.
He's a good guy to get other people over.
And he gets pop.
Right.
And he'll sell merch. Isn't that what this is all about?
Right. And that's why that's why he's good for the main roster. And that's why he won't be WWE champion. Probably won't be US champion. He'll be a guy that's out there. People like him. And he can help get other people over because he's good at what he does. He's a player coach, essentially. So don't expect big things with Ty Dillinger.
I don't like that at all.
I'm just saying. He was a player coach in NXT. That's why they brought him back to NXT. So, I'm just saying. All right.
Everybody's just staring at Vaughn upset now, by the way.
Don't be mad at me. Be mad at WWE. They did it.
Well, you were on a conference call earlier with the whole company.
Speaking of the conference call, I was going to mention that. There's a thing, though, with this whole NXT takeover. We're not going to go match by match or anything, but there was an injury last night at a house show for NXT to Tommaso Ciampa. He hurt his ankle. People were like, oh, is it serious? Is he going to miss the show?
Seriously?
He hurt his ankle at a house show last night, in Kentucky.
Oh, I like him.
But Triple H said that the injury was not nearly as serious as originally thought. He had x-rays and there's no breaks or no fractures.
Good.
Only a sprain, but they're still going to check on him tomorrow and see if he can go. The medical staff will have the final call. So, still kind of up in the air whether he's going to be in that ladder match against the Authors of Pain, which should be, I think, the best match on the card tomorrow night.
And not because of the Authors of Pain.
No, because of Paul Ellering.
The Authors of Pain are good, man. I don't know why I hate the Authors of Pain.
No, I don't hate the Authors of Pain. I was just saying I really like seeing Paul Ellering. It's just a lot of fun.
Paul Ellering's cool, too.
Paul Ellering looks like you threw a tarp over a skeleton. he's seriously, the older he gets, he just gets more and more skeletal. It's weird.
My God.
It's true. What? Am I wrong?
I'd like to apologize to the Ellering family.
I love Paul Ellering. He's awesome.
All of the skeletons listening out there.
Yeah. I don't mean to offend the skeletals.
He-Man.
You did mention in the conference call.
Now
resume's
you'll see,
coming.
Muscle Boy.
He-Man.
I can write a book on what you don't know. Skeletor.
He's Skeletor.
The original savage.
The original savage. Any thoughts on TakeOver? Quick thoughts? You don't have to go match by match.
I can't wait to watch.
I have none.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. And next time you send Triple H my resume on a good paper.
On a good paper.
Yeah, the good paper.
So with that said.
There's paper you use for the resumes.
It is time.
I have them.
For our live commentary of Backlash 2000.
Our live commentary of a 17-year-old man.
Yeah, that's what we do here. We did it 92 Royal Rumble.
I just like the way you just said 90, it.
It's 97
like,
as well.
97. Yeah. We
did ashy ass Ahmed Johnson.
Final Deletion.
Final Deletion. Didn't we do something else too?
Yeah.
No, you guys did
a main event, I think.
You guys did another one. I wasn't
a WrestleMania match, maybe?
No, I wasn't here for any of these, but I remember hearing it. You guys did one more match.
I'm pretty sure we did like a match. Like it wasn't like an event. Well, obviously it's not an event because that'd be too long. But
no, it was a match. You guys did another match besides Final Deletion.
I wish I could remember that.
Yeah,
but
I'll go through the archives.
It was a match with y'all just played. Oh, because I didn't watch it. It was Matt Hardy and Jeff.
That was right? Final Deletion.
Okay, my bad. I forgot what it was called, but that was hilarious.
So yeah, we're doing that again with Backlash 2000.
Yes,
with The Rock going against Triple H for the WWE Championship in the main event on this event that took place on. Let's see the date here if I can find it. April 30th, 2000.
Man, kids that were born then are at the prom right now.
Oh, my God. Why did you have to say that?
Yes, he's right.
Oh, God.
It's true.
Kids born then are like, they have their licenses now.
Yeah.
They're like, they're, you know, next year they can vote.
Yep.
They could go to war and die for their country. Jesus Christ.
And they didn't get to see this live.
No, they didn't get to see this live. Well, they might have.
The poor bastards.
They just don't remember it.
I remember seeing this live. So in a matter of seconds here, we're going to start this up and get this going. So where were we at here, Nick? What? Because you got like...
So we're at, yeah, I got like 2:17. 11?
Oh, you're past that now.
I like this theme song. I don't know why I didn't like it.
Oh, you got it. All
right, we are at 2:17:31 right now.
All
right,
so if you're watching along, we've already started at 2:17:31. We didn't give you the countdown to push play.
Why? Why would we? All right. We're doing the entrances, so you can catch up.
Yeah, it's true. But if you're watching along with us, here's Triple H.
God, he looks so much younger.
That sweet title belt.
Wasting another bottle of water.
That title belt was dope.
I love that title belt. It's one of my favorites.
He's wasting yet another bottle of water. Just toss it.
You got to hydrate, Vaughn. It's key.
He spit it all out. Look, it's all over his chest.
He's hydrating the rest of his body.
Damn, son.
You know, as he's gotten older, his nose and forehead just keep getting bigger. Like, it's still big, but it's noticeably smaller here. Tell him that on the conference call next time. After you send him my resume. I'm sure that'll go over huge. Like I'm ever going to work there anyway. That Stephanie looks young too, huh?
Was 17 years ago, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's just in her 20s.
Weird. Yeah. Ooh. Ew.
Yeah, I think Triple H is only 30. Because Triple H is like 47, 48.
Yeah.
So he's only like 30 years old in this match. It's crazy.
Oh, Jesus, like, I'm going to be 30 soon.
Vince is like 112 in this match.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I'm going to be... Vince actually looked really good for his age up until a few years ago.
Like two, three years ago.
Yeah. What is he, 50 here?
55.
55? He looks great for 55, doesn't he?
Yeah. Because
he's like 72, something like that.
Oh, God.
He was born in...
Shane's hair is black. Oh.
Right, right.
He doesn't even have the gray stuff yet. Remember when he had the gray hair, like the Reed Richards?
Yeah, the Reed Richards.
Get out of there, Lillian, if you
get fired. Get fired. Right, here goes Vince with the pre-match promo here.
Lillian Garcia, man.
With his
fine-looking suit.
Gray blazer with black pants combo.
I don't know, I think it's pretty rock and roll. Looks like Eric Clapton from the 70s.
Jericho's face on the
just yelling.
And on the inside of this program, it says card subject to change.
Oh boy. It does say that.
Therefore, I regret to inform you that Stone Cold Steve Austin will not be here tonight.
Oh no.
How does he know that?
Back then. They say some stuff like that, I get up and I leave.
Yeah, like, all right, well, there's no internet back. Well, there was, but.
Well, if Austin's having
somebody else is.
Pretty much giving away. Yes, he will be here tonight, folks. Don't worry. How does he know that?
Well, here's a copy of the program. I know what the program says.
Jim Ross.
It's so bad.
I know what the program says. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Back when superstars got pop.
Yeah, man.
Rock. Him and Austin with the popularity. Nobody touches those two. Some people come close.
Walking to the ring like a bad mother. You know what? What are you going to say, Nick?
That guy is hosting SNL tomorrow night, and I'm pumped for that.
You going to sit home and watch that?
This is like the fifth time?
I'm not going to sit home and watch it.
Remember the first time?
My DVR.
The first time he hosted, and it was like, oh, this is so cool. A wrestler's hosting SNL.
Yeah. The Triple H and Big Show was the
M-Man. Yeah, Foley showed up. And Foley's like, I'm thirsty. Where the hell's the beer guy? Oh, he's all wet. They're all wet in this HD.
Rather.
We get an old tube TV in here. This is making me uncomfortable.
Better than chalky ass Ahmed Johnson.
Chalky.
Big T.
Ahmed Johnson, ashy as hell. I think that's when they started throwing water bottles on each other when they saw Ahmed Johnson. He was like, oh, hell no. He can't go out to the ring like this.
Take this. Take all that
bullshit.
We need to get an Aveeno sponsorship fast.
Oh, my God. He would have gotten a great Aveeno deal.
Ahmed? No, yeah. He needed one.
Get a little Aveeno logo on his red gear. He has red gear.
On his elbow pad that was on his thigh.
Yeah. The red, really popped because he was so
the Rock,
dark 28? Tone. Looked good.
28 years, 27, 28 years old?
Something like that.
What's he now? Like 50?
No, I think he's a little younger.
45.
Yeah.
50. Who would have known if he turned 50? WWE would have threw a damn parade for him.
Yeah.
And had him win the title.
Well, we're 5 years away. Oh, God, no. So you mean to tell me WrestleMania 2022, The Rock is going to win the world title on his
50th birthday?
In Miami. It's going to be in Miami. Let's book it now.
Miami, May 2nd, 2022.
Yeah.
And yes, I know his birthday because of that This Is Your Life segment.
He's going to beat Aleister Black for the WWE Championship.
No. Oh, my God.
Aleister Black. Black will have had like 5 gimmicks by then.
Aleister Purple, Aleister Yellow, Aleister Orange. Aleister White.
Aleister White.
The main man, Aleister Jet Black. Something like that. No, I don't know what that means.
Sawyer Dillinger. Ty's younger brother.
Sawyer Dillinger.
Yeah, why not? I think that
The Rock can untied Dillinger. Due to circumstances beyond his control, he can back out of his goddamn team. I liked it. Oh, look out.
No.
Shame it, man.
Come on, Triple H. You know better than that, baby.
Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
What is you doing? I said a Peter, a Piper.
Shane.
Big neck breaker. Shane is applauding.
You know, I am actually way more interested in this than I'm interested with anything modern nowadays, and I know everything that happens in this.
That's because this was good.
All the past programming. It was
may I suggest old Livewire episodes on YouTube?
No.
They're awesome.
Get out.
Look at that big bump Box takes. Unnecessary flip into the desk.
Terry Lawler's like, damn, my hand.
God, I used to love how he would sell a stunner.
He was the best at it.
Do cartwheels?
Yeah, he would literally do a Cirque du Soleil thing after he got stunned.
do a swanton bomb.
Yeah, I know, right?
He gets stunned, climb to the top rope, jump off, and then sell.
The only thing that came close is when Shawn Michaels in like 05 or whatever took the boot from Hogan and
he hit the ground, got back up, and hit the ground again.
Just oversold. There you go.
Like a McMahon's
gawky
ass. Vinny
Mac
was a G.
Yeah, he was great. You watch him now and you're like, wow, he's, you know, he's great and all, but he's really gawky. He's always...
Shane and Triple H hug each other.
Why not count fast there, Shane?
That would make too much sense. It wasn't a fast count. I mean, it would make more sense if you said, hey, Rock, you're not having a title match tonight. We don't want you to have the title, so you just don't get a match.
Exactly.
You know. But,
that's,
you know.
That's realistic.
Too realistic.
Yeah.
I think that's why, like, that sort of whole thing where the authority doesn't always... I mean,
right.
not like
apart.
The faction, the authority from now. I mean, like, back then, like, there are certain things they don't have the power to do. That's what makes it work, you know?
That's where the story kind of falls apart, though. That's why you can't do it all the time. Because I think what made this stuff work was because Vince was so over as a heel, everybody was over.
Yeah.
You can't duplicate it because then people, if they're not as over, then you start looking for the flaws or the flies in the ointment, so to speak.
Remember tuning in, like, every week for, like, a year just to see how Austin was going to get around whatever McMahon tried to throw at him red tape-wise? Like, you can't come in here without a limo. He goes, all right, I'll get a limo. At the end of the show, he comes in the limo with the monster truck.
Right.
Like, the whole thing. That's great.
Like, that's... And because they were so over, we just didn't give a damn about the flaws in the story.
Yeah.
We just was like, I got to see Steve Austin.
Well, I think Vince saying, hey, they make me money, I'm just going to try and screw them, help, too. Like, people would be like, why didn't they... Just fire him.
But even then, you'd be like,
it made sense storyline wise.
But even then, you'd be like, if they made you money, it'd probably make you more money if they're a champion.
But no, but what they did is they had the contract. You know, that came into play a lot. Because remember, Austin was fighting. He's like, oh, but I got a contract now.
Yeah.
Who gave him that damn contract?
Who gave him that damn contract?
And then Linda McMahon to come out with that stupid 90s WWE theme music.
Oh, yeah.
The old WrestleMania one, right?
WrestleMania 12 music, yeah.
the fake Michael Jackson song.
Right. Michael Jackson after bad type music.
I don't know. I thought it
sounded like a throwaway song off the Dangerous album.
That was a good album.
Sounded like Black or White.
It was a good album. It was.
Black and White?
Dangerous. Song, yeah, but it was nowhere near the last three.
That was my first Michael Jackson album.
Which one? Dangerous?
Yeah. Randy Orton's got a hard one for this right now. He's seeing a headlock
History?
Right now.
History was
I think mine was bad, I think. The WWF title on the line here. And again, I don't know what has happened to Steve. I like Off the Wall.
Have you all seen that debate on Twitter about the
don't stop
the headlocks and the dives and stuff like that?
No. Don't stop till you get enough. I'm sorry, what?
That Orton started?
It wasn't really Orton. It was really Rip Rogers, but he kind of co-signed. I think it's hilarious.
What's the debate?
Dives
what's
are
the
stupid.
Matter?
Dives are dumb. When
pretty much
when everyone does them.
Yeah.
Only certain.
Pretty much people. Too many people doing dives. Yeah. Too many dives.
Seth Rollins doesn't need to do a dive.
They want to get back to mat wrestling.
Not only mat wrestling, just make your dives mean more, I guess. That's what I think.
The psychology, you don't want Orton. Spot fest.
Right, I think that's what Orton and Rip
Rogers
are kind of
saying. Do more top rope moves.
Like, just make the stuff mean more, I guess. Uh-huh. Which I
agree with.
Yeah, I don't see that why that would be an issue. I don't see why people would be offended by
there
that.
There used to be a guy named Stan Stasiak, and his finishing move was he punched you really hard in the chest.
Right.
And it worked.
His song was Meat.
Yes. Sean Stasiak, yeah, Meat.
His son was Meat.
Yeah,
Bob Orton did a superplex for a finish.
Yeah,
which
Stan Hansen did a lariat.
Right.
Yeah, lariat Stan Hansen.
Yeah, he beat the Patriot with that move.
Yeah, the Patriot Del Wilkes, one of the greatest wrestlers in history. I could go on about him.
Goes, oh, The Rock got his arm up.
Yeah. This match would be better with the Patriot Del Wilkes.
we'll be getting him on soon.
You're going to get Del Wilkes on?
Yeah, why the hell not?
You just got him started, Nick. Oh,
why are we watching this crap?
We're going to live
That's
commentate.
What we should be talking about.
We're going to live commentate Patriots win over Bret Hart on Raw.
What? That'd be the lowest rated
show. If you guys do watch
with us, commentary.
Like watch some All Japan stuff with him as the trooper, I'm totally down. That stuff is great.
We'll watch some old WCW Stars and Stripes.
Yeah,
matches.
Man.
Oh, God.
That classic trash talk from Trips there. You want to be champ? Yes, that's why I'm in the match. Yeah, weirdo.
That's why I just slammed your head into the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Snake eyes. By the Rock. The Rock has bought himself some
time, much to the dismay of Mr. McMahon. These guys had great chemistry here.
How many CM Punk chants you think you're going to hear on Sunday?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
So many.
I hope he shows up.
Oh, God, that'd be great.
But he's not, guys. Just
no. Stop it.
No, I'm not. I want to talk about being booked. I'm just talking about showing up.
He's not going to.
With a ticket.
He's not. He's going to sit in his apartment and watch either MMA or...
And then they carry him out like they did Oak at MSG.
Now that would be hysterical.
If they had any brains, they would make that happen.
Oh my
god. Like, yo, Punk, come here.
That would be great, right?
Yeah.
See?
That might be planting the seed.
Security guards with his new MMA moves unveiling.
Hot stuff, too.
He puts one of them in the Anaconda vice. They're like, what are you doing?
Plant the seed Sunday for WrestleMania.
Trying to put him up on his shoulders for the GTS.
Like, what are you. Real quick, while we're listening to this, this just man with the title belt. That's some good old fashioned screwage right there.
Vince just killed the Rock, basically.
Yeah. No, don't get me wrong, McMahon's no Del Wilkes. Look,
Vince, he just fell. He just fell. I didn't do anything.
I like how he's pretending he didn't do anything with the ref when the ref is in on it.
Right. Yeah.
Damn. Finally a fast count, but the Rock still kicked out.
I was going to say that this also kind of makes me miss Lawler and Ross as a team.
Kind of. I miss them.
A lot.
Yeah.
As if I didn't already.
Notice what you don't hear here in this match? This is awesome chance.
Yeah.
This is wrestling chance.
Mm. And Michael Cole talking.
Michael Cole.
The spit in the Rock's hand gives him extra power.
Oh yeah,
it does.
No, he's so jacked power. That his spit
supreme power
has a lot of momentum.
He instantly
behind it.
He instantly becomes One Punch Man.
Hit one. One Punch Man is the man.
He is right.
I love One Punch Man.
Consecutive.
I haven't
normal
seen
punches,
it all
man.
Yet, but yeah.
The best.
Just becomes a superhero because he's bored.
Right, and
yeah,
he works out.
Fun, yeah.
He worked out so hard.
He worked out. He did 1,000 push-ups.
Everybody with one punch. Yo.
Did some sit-ups and some push-ups. And he can kill people.
Man,
with one
punch. What kind of pre-workout were you taking?
Right. Crack.
Crack.
The best is he goes.
Maniacism.
He goes.
One Punch Man was on Maniacism.
Anybody in my way gets punched. Best line in the whole thing. No, but I mean, these two, you know, they got like, they were doing like four guys for a while, and then that one guy quit because of JBL and that whole thing. You just need a good play-by-play and color guy, am I wrong?
That one guy?
Yeah,
the one guy, Rinaldo.
The voice of Showtime Boxing?
No, he's good, but I'm just saying he quit because of the thing.
By the way, Shane McMahon just decided not to count for the Rock.
Yeah.
And the Rock's going to slap him out of the ring.
And you hear that, seeing you.
There goes One Punch Man again.
Hear that great
slap
commentary
that man
about
20
it.
Feet across the arena.
Yeah.
Right. How you slap somebody so hard they go over the top rope onto the table?
He just punched him all the way throughout this arena.
Out of the arena. I don't know where that fist was or riding it. But he wasn't knowing it when he slapped him out of the ring.
He's got boxing.
Look, he slapped him one time. Shane is like still down. Slapped the hell out of him.
He did.
Well, he's One Punch Man.
If this was the Royal Rumble, he'd be eliminated.
Yeah.
I'll watch it One Punch Man when I go home.
I'm going to try to watch One Punch Man and get yelled at for
the poor Spanish commentary booth.
Yeah, right. Like, that is. Yo, that is
like,
so
here the hell we go again.
This is actually one of my favorite running gags in history.
This racism, was just.
Oh, come on. This was great. Every pay-per-view.
I like how they sometimes cut in the Spanish commentary as they're breaking the table, too.
Yeah. Ay, Dios mío.
They wouldn't do this. If
No, 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 no.
They wouldn't do this if Tito was around.
Well, they would have done it a minute into the match.
Goal!
Low blow. Disqualifies
it. Yeah, right?
Oh, oh, here we go. Look at Shane.
Shane,
you get in here,
no,
too.
Oh, oh, this is a great spot, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. That was badass. Oh, not about that one.
Spot.
The double.
This is such a goof.
Oh.
This is such a goof. It's a grown man going, huh? What? A grown ass man making that face.
Hey, don't you talk about Vinny.
Yo, his saying, gulp is like the best, oh, yeah, thing that he ever
did.
No,
he just did it. He just did it. Oh, you missed it.
It's all right. It was exaggerated gold the whole time.
Yeah. That, and you remember the ear?
Yeah.
So, like Carol Burnett, he would pull on his ear.
When Ric Flair came out.
Yeah.
Vince, man, he's fucking, he's loving.
I bet on a winner last time.
We can't
time.
Use that.
I knew one day it was going to happen. The real Boy Johnson on air, ladies and gentlemen. This is what you hear 30 seconds after the show goes off.
I let it slip a little
all
bit.
All that prestigious. I got verified on social media bullcrap.
You're going to be allowed, yeah, on the conference calls anymore.
Yeah. How are you going to send him my resume on the good paper?
His resume says Juan fucking Johnson.
That'd be good. Oh, man. This episode is going to have that
this
little
has
E
explicit
next to it.
Yeah, the little
the
red, E.
The ready.
Yeah, the ready E.
Look at Vince with the grapefruits.
Oh, man.
Look at his face. Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
He's so gawky.
Yo, he takes
the worst bumps ever.
God bless him. I know he's trying, but he's so gawky.
Takes the worst bumps ever. Jim Ross, damn it!
Like, Vince can't count.
He counts.
Yeah. He's the chairman of the company. He can't make an executive decision here.
Remember that? By my hand. Well, Steve Austin, he could have been by his hand right here.
Oh, yeah. What is McMahon doing? Yeah, like, you don't know. Hey!
They're both wearing ref shirts. Oh, my God.
Just in case they needed them.
Right. Needed a backup. Nice. I'm beating him up.
There's no good rotten son. This is a mummy.
Jim Ross is the best.
He is.
That's why I miss him so much. Well, he's back now, but you know, he only does like, you know.
This is a mugging.
Now we're waiting for the big pop here.
Why, what happens?
Oh, you haven't seen this one?
Yeah.
Patriot Del Wilkes comes out.
This isn't live?
Greatest wrestler of all time.
Watch Vince just mess up this whole chair spot.
Oh, God,
oh,
this,
yeah,
is hilarious.
Oh, this is terrible. I remember that. Yeah, hold on a second. Watch this. Here we go. Ready? Ready? Right here we go. Yeah.
Oh. Whee! Whee! That's why you don't hit people with chairs in your church shoes, Vince. Take your damn loafers off when you hit somebody with a chair.
Jarrell's telling him to get up, but he just got hurt.
Vince got his slides on, trying to hit people with chairs. Like,
no,
get out
wonder
the ring.
He's torn both of his quads at right? one time.
Yeah. Always got his slides on, doing stuff.
He's got to put on some nice tennis shoes.
Uh-oh.
Man. Who's that?
It's space again.
They went nuts.
Exactly.
The good old punchy stuff going.
And they don't stop. They just keep going.
See, anybody ever get a pop like this?
One?
No.
but him.
Two? Oh, poor Pat Patterson.
Whoa.
Two.
Three. Jesus, dang. Briscoe just ate it to the head.
He sent it on Briscoe.
He hasn't even put his hands up.
Four.
Sent it on Shane, too.
Five. It's five people.
What, is he going to kiss him? What the fuck?
Well, it takes him about an hour to get up now.
There goes Triple H. Oh, I'll show you, Austin. Oh!
Man, this is what, like 5 months after surgery?
Something like that.
Jeez.
That's going to eight. Look how he looks at Earl Hebner when he walks past. Cursing him out, and just looks at him. Oh, Linda means business.
Linda.
He's fired!
She still has that haircut, by the way.
Yeah.
Whoa, big push there. Big bump by Steph.
She's the women's champion.
Broken ribs for sure.
Yeah. Earl's like, what do you want me to do now?
Look at the crowd. Look at them going just ridiculous.
And it'll never be like that again.
Yeah, no, I know. We were real lucky to be around for this.
T-Boy, jumping up and down. Grown men.
Crazy.
When's the last time you seen stuff like that? The crowd reaction.
Years.
Like, not even. I can't compare
maybe
that to Daniel
Jeff
Bryan's
Hardy.
Title win.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan. That's probably the last.
That's, the,
like,
cl- that's
not,
the closest.
Not to that extent.
That's
the closest.
That's the closest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The closest. Like maybe CM Punk won in Chicago.
That's close.
The Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Close. And maybe when Jeff Hardy won the title for the first time. Maybe.
Yeah.
But other than
I
that,
I don't know about that.
Maybe. That's hard. Maybe. But other than that.
Nah.
No, not nobody's even close.
And it used to be.
And this isn't The Rock's first title reign either.
Like, now, some of you older kids out listening out there might remember this, but it used to be like that all the time.
Right.
Like it wasn't like it was always
when
like
the good
this.
Guy won. People used
people
to like
were
it.
On the edge of their seats. Right. It was you know. You,
that's
Raw would be on
cousin right there.
Raw would be on after this, and you would be so scared to miss it.
Yeah.
You couldn't miss it because now.
Roman Reigns would give his left leg up for having
like,
a reaction like this.
The next night, you knew they were building for something for the next pay-per-view. Like, everything
right.
happened. Like, every week.
And you had to see The Rock's promo the next night, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to see The Rock's promo. You had to see what Austin had to say about it. You had to see what McMahon had to say about it.
Right.
How McMahon's going to, like, talk to Linda if Linda shows up. It was, you know, you cared if Linda was going to be there.
Yeah.
Because she was the good guy in this.
Right. That damn Vince McMahon made her comatose that one time.
Yeah, oh man, that was
weird.
That
she sat up and the crowd went wild.
Yeah.
That was kind of that was a similar
that was
pop.
That was weird. But it was good. Yeah,
when
she
when
stood
she
up.
She sat up. Yeah. That was it.
She got pop.
Right. Yeah. Just for standing
crazy
up.
Crazy pop.
Just for standing like, up.
Man, it's crazy, man. This era sucks.
It's definitely not as good as this. People like to say, like, oh, you remember it from your childhood. I'm like, try to just objectively watch this versus something from now.
Yeah, like,
oh. And they pop.
And they still, yeah. They're still.
Like, they haven't stopped cheering for like 20 minutes. Like, it just kept going.
Nobody's on after you, right? We could just do the Iron Man match from Judgment Day. How's that? That's only an hour, right?
What the hell?
That's Lawler at his best, too.
When he's screaming like that?
What is this?
Or when he's laughing.
And then he goes, what?
A genuine
what?
Laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when Mae Young did that splash and he was laughing when she was pregnant.
He's laughed at some. Oh, my God. He's. Some of the stuff he's laughed at, like when he like says a real belly laugh,
yeah,
you know, I
makes it
stuff.
Even funnier.
I always like when they do a show in Memphis nowadays because he's going to be there and he's still a god there.
And they make him do some humiliating thing.
Yeah.
Try to get heat.
God, that belt is so awesome.
That belt was awesome.
I miss that belt so much. Look at it.
Like, everybody talks about the winged eagle belt. Like, I like that belt.
I like the winged eagle belt too, though.
Yeah, it's
I like
a nice
both
belt.
Belts. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but I don't know why I like that belt. Yeah, it's big.
Well, I think I like the globe in this one.
Yeah.
Because and the size of the plate is very nice.
He toasted the belt.
Rock ain't drink like 1 ounce of that beer. He spit all of it out.
Well, it's bad for you.
Spit it out again.
I also kind of miss when he had hair.
It was almost going there.
Yeah, he was receding and thinning.
Doesn't he look cooler with hair, though?
Yes.
He could probably grow hair like that again.
Probably look awful. Probably like George Jefferson nowadays if he grew hair again.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, don't you like the Jeffersons?
Yeah, but he doesn't like The Rock.
He's moving on up.
And that's Backlash 2000.
That was a cool match.
That was a really cool match. You like, guys want to like just watch another match, by the way? Because if you guys give me like 2 minutes to hit the bathroom, like I'll seriously watch another match with
Let's
you.
Let's watch Camp WWE.
Oh, no. Don't put that stupid...
Is this the new format for WWE Network?
This is the Apple TV format.
Yeah, I think it's on this TV.
Well, excuse me.
No, look at us. We got an Apple TV because we're naming.
This is what our money goes to for Wi-Fi radio.
I was on the conference call with Triple H. He sent us an Apple TV.
How much time we got left, Jeremy?
Apple TV has their own separate format for WWE Network.
5 minutes. Put on a match that's only 5 minutes. Put on anybody versus the Patriots, Del Wilkes.
I just signed out.
What'd you do that for?
Put on Triple H versus the Warrior.
Oh yeah! You can put that on. We could probably fit that in.
Triple H, we could. It's like 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to take them time to sign back
Triple
in.
Triple H versus the Ultimate Warrior.
It will take you longer to sign back in than the match will.
Yeah, that's a good one to put on.
He's really going to put the match on.
Are you really going to put the match on? Because I was just kidding.
We got 5 whole minutes. We got to take advantage of this time somehow. We're not going to go off the air early.
You can't just say, hey, what's up?
Right. But that was an awesome match, though.
No, that was a pretty great match.
And the beauty of it is that because everybody was so over, I mean, everybody involved, you didn't need a bunch of high spots.
No.
You don't need a bunch of false finishes.
They're not high spot guys.
No.
Spot monkeys.
But you don't need them, though.
Exactly, because you have enthralling storytelling and intense characters that people are very into.
The more you're over, the less you have to do.
It goes to show that crowd participation is very important.
Yes. Being over is very
important. I remember
right.
What are we looking for?
A few months ago.
WrestleMania 12, Warrior versus Triple H.
A few months ago. Hunter Hearst Helmsley, yeah. Did you mention that on the conference call today? Anyway.
Hunter Hearst
Helmsley. Hey, Hunter Hearst Helmsley, remember that? Remember Helwig? Anyway, what I wanted to say, I had something to say. Oh, yeah, McMahon was on. I noticed he was on TV a couple months ago, and they started chanting Roman sucks at him. As if to tell him to stop pushing.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the commercial again.
Yeah, for Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago.
Home of the Dub Bears.
We're on a mission from God.
And CM Punk.
And the Bulls.
And the Blues Brothers.
A lot of corny teams in Chicago
and
nowadays.
And Oprah. And punk-ass Steve Harvey.
Yes, punk-ass Steve Harvey.
He lives in Chicago?
Well, that's where the show was. He moved it to L.A. with his punk ass.
I'm getting the sense that you don't like Steve Harvey.
He's
there,
a jerk.
Bro. What did he do to you?
Fired his whole staff.
Oh.
Was it before this?
No. Doesn't it have the little dot that tells you when it was?
No.
Who's this? That's a Taker and Diesel?
That's only on, like...
That's Taker and Diesel there.
You got it all messed up here.
Let's what are you doing, Nick? Come on. Hey, oh, shit, Mark Merrill.
This Mark whole Merrill, episode.
That scared Mark the hell out of me.
He got popped from Derek Vatican.
This whole episode is going to be explicit, man. I'm cursing. Everybody's cursing. Just
well,
letting all hang out.
You said the ultimate.
Did you see Mark Merrill and his...
That's
wow.
not a hitman.
So, yeah, there he is.
I don't know what it is.
What? Why is it... How is that even possible?
Did Triple H edit it out?
It's the...
he may as well be.
It's the fifth match on the card.
Yeah.
It's after Steve Austin and Savio Vega.
Yeah, you missed Austin and Vega before. Doesn't Savio Vega have his own company now?
You're right. It's going to take longer to queue it up than actually watch it.
How's that even possible? It's 2 hours, 2.5 hours. The diesel match is a semi-main.
Oh, there it is. Well,
so we're about like 5 minutes and you got
there you
it.
Go.
Not even 5 minutes, like a couple minutes.
Well, the main event was an hour.
That's true.
Oh, God. This is so sad.
The Ultimate Warrior!
Triple H is bumping his ass off at war.
Yeah, he was horrible.
He was really bad.
Poor Triple H. Yeah.
This guy can't work, man. This.
Rest in peace, Ultimate
Warrior. Yeah, I know. I know he's gone and all, but
God damn it.
I mean, come on. It's on film. I'm not making this up.
This could be his biggest WrestleMania win of his career.
Well, I mean, I remember. I think he wrestled somebody at WrestleMania six. I don't know if they acknowledge that anymore.
You know what? Tune in next week to see how this ends.
Yeah, the thrilling conclusion of Ultimate Warrior versus Connor First.
We gotta wrap up. We don't know what happened.
And literally, we could start
almost over.
Yeah, we could start wrapping up. And it would have been finished.
We'll finish this at the beginning of next show.
Don't you sign out?
5 seconds.
Too bad.
Whatever. We're done. So, Derek.
Yeah.
Please, plug away.
Oh, yeah, Breaking Badacek, the final episodes. Tune in.
What?
Tune in as much as you can. CircuitLogicStudios.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, it's all over there. It's just a grand old time. I'll be on the Crapulent this Sunday. I'm on that all the time, right on this very network, WildfireRadio.com. And there you go.
Brian.
May 27th, the White Affair party at the Woodstone. Then I'm the guest host for High Note Humor Open Mic on May 31st. And June 3rd, we have the Star Corner Saturdays June Showcase at the Woodstone in Magnolia, New Jersey.
All right. And if you have been thinking of doing a podcast or already do one but know it can be better, join us on Wildfire Radio. They have top-of-the-line equipment, a great studio, and the network is packed with household names in Philadelphia sports radio, including Big Daddy Graham, Leslie Goodell, Ron Burke, Glenn Macnow, Jody McDonald, Derek Badacek, Brian Isley, the Wrestle Rock crew, which is coming up right after us, and of course, Vaughn and myself, Nick Bacone. Go to wildfireradio.com and click on Contacts to set up a meeting with Wildfire Radio right now.
That was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
It wasn't better than
mine. How do you feel about
I don't know. I think it was pretty good. All right. That was probably
you can follow me on Twitter at Nick Bacone and follow my sports at PhillyInfluencer.com and wrestling at PhillyVoice.com. I'll have a recap of Backlash up Monday morning.
Trying to start some stuff up in here. I see what y'all doing. Trying to divide and conquer here.
I did that when I won the draft.
We call that Black Friday in the studio.
Hey, now that's a little insensitive.
I'm at Vaughn M. Johnson.
He's black. I can say it.
He's black. It's all right. Now, if you would have said it.
Yeah, there would have been some problems. At Vaughn M. Johnson on Twitter. You can find my work on the Square Circle blog on philly.com. I had a Throwback Thursday up this week. It is Fully Loaded, 1999, where the main event was The Undertaker versus Steve Austin in the first blood match. Also on the blog is my preview of Backlash with this weekend. Also, a press, like I mentioned earlier, the conference call with Triple H. I did a recap of that where he talked about TakeOver, Tommaso Ciampa, and Hideo Itami. Check that all out on the Square Circle blog on philly.com. For Derek Badacek, Brian Isley, and my main man, Pots and Pans, Nick Bacone, this is Vaughn Johnson signing off here at the Straight Shooters here on Wildfire Radio. Thanks for listening and tune in next week. Stay tuned for Wrestle Rock.
See you.
You've been listening to the Straight Shooters on Wildfire Radio. For advertising opportunities, contact Nick Picone via email at PiconeNick@gmail.com or call 856-625-1190.